Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 29th of January 2026. New snow and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 1200 meter, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. Over a wide area 15 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen above approximately 1200 meters. The fresh snow and the wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snow pack on shady slopes above the tree line. Especially here avalanches can be triggered in the faceted old snow. This applies even in case of a small load. The avalanche-prone locations are widespread and are barely recognizable. Medium-sized and, in isolated cases, large avalanches are possible. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and natural avalanches serve as an alarm sign. Weak layers in the old snowpack necessitate defensive route selection. And now the snowpack. 15 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen since yesterday above approximately 1,200 meters, as a consequence of a strong wind from southerly directions, soft wind slabs formed. These are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack above the tree line. The old snowpack is faceted and weak. This applies especially in shady places that are protected from the wind. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 30th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.